91X News.
It's plus 9 and sunny at 1 o'clock. I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X News. The man in motion is wheeling his way into Belleville. Rick Hansen will be bringing his 25-year anniversary relay to the city later this afternoon. The relay will begin at 3:45 on Dundas Street at McDonald's. Then Mayor Ellis will welcome Hansen in the Market Square between Front and Pinnacle Street just before 4 p.m. Hansen will give a short speech, then the relay will continue towards the Quinty Sports Center. An end-of-day celebration will run until 6 tonight at the Quinty Sports Center with live entertainment, sledge hockey, and other activities planned. The relay will resume tomorrow morning at the Quinty Sports Center around 9 with an in-school start-of-day ceremony at Quinty Secondary School, as well as local stops at area schools as the relay travels out of the city. The tour this time round across the country will retrace the Canadian segment of the original tour from 25 years ago. The police pursuit of a stolen tractor trailer continues to play out on live television as police and news helicopters chase the flatbed truck as it makes its way along Canada's busiest highway before veering towards the Canadian-US border. Police say the tractor trailer was stolen while it was parked overnight in Niagara-on-the-Lake, and the tractor trailer traveled as far as London before turning around with police cars in pursuit the whole way. It is not known how many people are in the cab at this time, and there have been no collisions involving the rig at this point either. A Peterborough, Ontario man has been declared a dangerous offender. The designation for Stanley Tippett means that he could face jail time indefinitely. Tippett's lawyer says he will be appealing the sentence today. Tippett was convicted 2 years ago on 7 counts, including kidnapping, sexual assault, sexual interference relating to the attack of a 12-year-old girl in August 2008. A Peterborough judge made the ruling today, saying that Tippett has shown a pattern of persistent, aggressive behavior and a failure to control sexual impulses. It seems most adults are perfectly willing to help their kids polish off some of those Halloween treats. Sharon Reed unwraps the story.
I got 5 pieces of candy.
Today's the day the kids bring home bagfuls of those high-calorie candies. But experts at the Loyola Center for Fitness say it's possible to avoid gouging out on all the goodies those ghosts and ghouls collect. First, feed the family a healthy meal before they go out trick-or-treating. Chew on some sugarless gum whenever you get a craving to sample some of what's in the bowl by the door. And save the wrappers from the candy you do consume so you can see exactly how badly you succumb to temptation.
I got it wrong.
Sharon Reed, ABC News.
Today is the day the United Nations has picked the mark of the arrival of the 7th billionth person on the planet. It took until 1804 for the world to reach its first billion people. The UN estimates the world population will reach 10 billion by 2083. Parking in Ottawa will soon be going digital. The city of Ottawa plans to introduce a system which allows motorists to pay for their parking from their mobile devices. The system is expected to be introduced in early 2012. That's 91X News to 1206. Here's Tim Baer with sports.
Montreal Canadiens goaltender Carey Price has been named one of the NHL's three stars of the week. Fellow goalie Nikolai Habibulin of the Edmonton Oilers and Philadelphia Flyers forward Jaromir Jagr were the other two named today. Price won all three games he played in last week, posting a 1.33 goals against average and .950 save percentage. The Winnipeg Jets continue their 7-game road trip with a visit to the Panthers tonight in Florida. The Jets are 1-1 on the road trip so far. Nashville visits Chicago, and the New York Rangers play host to the San Jose Sharks in the other games tonight. Next year's NHL All-Star Game in Ottawa is getting a title sponsor. The league announced the contest will be known as the 2012 Tim Hortons NHL All-Star Game. The game is set for January 29th. The Coburg Cougars play host to Mississauga tonight in OJHL action. The Cougars are hoping to build on an overtime win over Trenton last night. Puck drop is at 7 at the new Coburg Community Center. Kansas City will host San Diego tonight in Monday Night Football. The Chiefs have won 3 straight after opening the season 0-3. The Chargers have beaten the Chiefs in 5 of their last 6 visits to Arrowhead Stadium. St. Louis Cardinals manager Tony La Russa is heading out on top. The 67-year-old manager announced his retirement today, 3 days after guiding the Cardinals to their 11th World Series win. La Russa spent 33 years in the Cards dugout, leading the team to 3 championships. He retires 3rd on the all-time wins list, among MLB managers. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91x weather.
Today, increasing cloudiness, high 9. Tonight, clearing late this evening. Fog patches developing overnight, low minus 2. Tuesday, mainly sunny. Fog patches dissipating in the morning with a high of 11 at 108. It's plus 9, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Harrison Perkins with Tim Baer. News is next at 2.
This is 91X. CJLX.
91.3 FM.
Belleville.